It's 11 o'clock at KOIN in Portland.
CBS News. A bomb has exploded in an elevator shaft at the State Department in Washington, but there wasn't much damage and no one was hurt. I'm Ann Crosman reporting on the CBS Radio Network. Police say the bomb went off about an hour ago. Police Sergeant Ronald Pavlik had this brief statement.
One bomb. State Department is confined to a small area. The damage was minor, no injuries.
One report says another bomb was found at a nearby office building in Washington, but that it did not go off. The explosion at the State Department came about an hour after news media were notified by a telephone caller claiming to represent the Weather Underground Organization. The caller indicated that the bomb was intended to protest American involvement in Indochina. On Tuesday, President Ford asked Congress for an additional $522 million in military aid to Indochina. $300 million would go to South Vietnam, and $222 million would go to Cambodia. Mr. Ford said, "Recent events have made it clear that North Vietnam is again trying to impose a solution by force." Republican Senator John Tower, who is a conservative, says that the request will be turned down. In Tower's words, the majority of the Congress is prepared to let Vietnam go down the drain. Democratic Senator Robert Byrd says that the United States has already given enough aid to South Vietnam.
I'm willing to say that I think that we have given 55,000 American lives in that part of the world. We've contributed over somewhere between 125 and 150 billions of dollars. The Congress appropriated $700 million, which is not a small sum of money for this fiscal year for South Vietnam, and I take a rather dim view of the possibilities of getting an additional $300 million.
Byrd, who is Senate Democratic Whip, talked with reporters after meeting with President Ford at the White House. More news in a minute.
I want that sinus medicine.
Headache tablets?
No, sinus medicine. Sinus tablets. Helps the headache and the pressure.
Oh, you mean sign-off.
Exactly.
Headache pain is one thing. A sinus headache is something else. Sometimes your whole face can seem to throb with pain. You want relief. Take sign-off tablets. S-I-N-E-O-F-F. The sinus medicine that gives you a full dose of pure aspirin plus a sinus drainer. Sign-off. The sinus medicine that helps relieve sinus pain while you drain. And sign-off doesn't stop there. Have you tried sign-off sinus spray, the fastest known form of sinus congestion relief? It works in seconds. That's sign-off sinus spray. When sinus flares up, use sign-off tablets and spray only as directed.
S-I-N-E-O-F-F.
Sign-off.
Exactly.
Sign-off. The sinus medicine's in the bright red box.
The New York Times quotes Chairman Al Ullman of the House Ways and Means Committee as saying that a special committee of top-ranking members of Congress is being created to try to reach a compromise on cutting oil imports. President Ford has already ordered a tax on foreign oil imports, but some members of Congress have introduced bills to negate the president's order. They feel a tax on imported oil would cost consumers too much. One oil executive is predicting that the price of gasoline will go up. Ike Siemens reports.
While many consumers are already complaining about the prospect of paying higher prices for gasoline, the chairman of the board of Exxon says the prices should go even higher. J. Kenneth Jameson told a Miami Beach news conference that it is better and easier than raising other energy prices.
The public has to be realistic about this thing. I think we ought to recognize that today gasoline prices in the United States are as low as they are in any major industrial country in the world by a very substantial margin. Let's say the average price is something in the order of 55 cents a gallon. In Europe, the prices today range from $1.25 to at least $2 a gallon.
Jameson also said that the high prices are here to stay, and he does not rule out the possibility of gasoline costing a dollar a gallon in this country. Ike Siemens for CBS News, Miami Beach.
Now this message.
Are you an unpublished author? Do you have a book-length manuscript ready or almost ready for publication? Or do you know of anyone else who is an unpublished author? If so, Vantage Press invites you to write to a leading New York publisher for a free illustrated brochure titled to the author in search of a publisher. It explains how you may have your manuscript printed and published in a matter of months. Just write to GPO, Box 1414, New York, New York. Whether your subject is fiction, nonfiction, poetry, or even scientific, specialized, or controversial, this 52-page brochure shows you how to arrange for prompt publication. To get your copy, write to GPO, Box 1414, New York, New York. That's GPO, Box 1414, New York, New York. If this is your first book, you'll find this free brochure especially valuable and informative. Write to GPO, Box 1414, New York, New York. GPO, Box 1414, New York, New York.
In Taichung City on Taiwan, rescue teams are digging through rubble trying to find more victims of an explosion in a toy store. Police say at least 12 people are dead, more than 100 injured. I'm Ann Crosman, CBS News.
Portland voters have approved a $12 million two-year operating levy for the city schools. The vote, 26,880 in favor, 22,834 opposed. In other Northwest news, a hearing on possible designation of the Yonge's Bay estuary as a special pollution-free area has been postponed several months to give scientists time to complete studies. The hearing had been scheduled for the 7th of next month here in Portland. It was to be on a proposal of the State Environmental Quality Commission to put stringent limitations on allowable emissions from an aluminum plant AMAX Pacific Corporation wants to build near Warrenton. Two shopper-oriented bills were introduced in the Oregon legislature today. One measure would require unit pricing of groceries. The other would require pharmacists to display retail prices of the 100 most commonly prescribed drugs. A whopping increase in malpractice insurance rates for Oregon doctors will be reflected in patients' fees beginning May 1st. The Oregon Medical Association reported this week that insurance companies are boosting premiums 136% to 179% on that date because of a huge increase in the number of malpractice suits. The story of the two daredevils took place in Seattle today. Police said two men removed a safety net from the observation deck of Seattle's Space Needle today and parachuted safely 520 feet to the ground. Then they got into a van and drove away. An observer said that as the two men drove off, they appeared to be laughing, probably in relief. Police are investigating the incident. 97 Sports, in a game heard earlier here on KOIN, Sidney Wick scored 36 points, 24 in the second half, to lead the Portland Trailblazers past Phoenix, 115-107. The win moves Portland one half game ahead of Seattle into second place in the NBA's Pacific Division. Elsewhere in the NBA tonight, these are final scores. Houston beat Los Angeles 104-89, Chicago 125, Cleveland 97, and New York over Atlanta 115-111. In Oregon prep basketball action, these are final scores. Washington 82, Adams 53, Cleveland 47, Lincoln 40, Franklin 63, Roosevelt 47, Benson 69, Grant 55, Madison 86, Jefferson 68, Marshall 66, Wilson 51, Beaverton 63, Park Rose 50, David Douglas 62, Central Catholic 54, and Lake Oswego beat Milwaukee this evening 70-57. Partly cloudy tonight with a chance of a few occasional snow flurries. So goes the local weather outlook for Portland, Vancouver, which has been recently updated. Sunny then tomorrow and Thursday. Lows tonight and tomorrow night in the upper 20s. Highs tomorrow and Thursday in the low 40s. Winds variable 5 to 15 miles an hour. Chance of measurable precip 10% tonight. Near zero tomorrow and tomorrow night. Currently in downtown Portland, we have about 40, make that 35 degrees now at KOIN. The time is 11:08. The CBS Radio Mystery Theater is next.
The CBS Radio Mystery Theater presents... I'm E.G. Marshall. Now, what do you think of when you hear someone say, the spirit of 76? Fifes and drums? The Battle of Bunker Hill? Valley Forge? Most likely. But what isn't too well known is the fact that there was a spirit in 76. A spirit. A ghost. A demon. Indeed, a fearful, deadly apparition to whom all of us owe an almost incomprehensible debt. Because had we not been able to secure the good offices of this frightful phantom at precisely the right moment, well, we might still be subjects of his, I should say, her Royal Majesty.
Jabez Follinsbeth, this court-martial has found you guilty of spying for the enemies of your sovereign, King George III.
But, General, I've just been trying to fight for freedom.
It is the sentence of this court that you be hanged by the neck until dead.
General, I don't think he's going to stand for it.
Well, you don't think who is going to stand for it?
Windandingo, that's who. He's the old Indian spirit of justice. And these are his holy and sacred stamping grounds. He isn't going to let you hang me.
Oh, indeed. And how does this alleged spirit of yours propose to interfere with His Majesty's justice?
Oh, he'll think of something.
Well, he better think quickly. Sergeant, march the prisoner to the nearest suitable tree.
Our mystery drama, Windandingo, was written especially for the Mystery Theater by Sam Dan and stars Jack Grimes and Kurt Benson. It is sponsored in part by Sinoff, the Sinus Medicines, and imported Vigna Rosé wine. I'll be back shortly with Act One.
Here is an important message from Buick. Buick wants you to know that a cash rebate of $500 will be given to everyone who takes delivery of a new Buick Skyhawk by Friday, February 28, 1975. And a rebate of $200 will be given to those of you who take delivery of a Buick Skylark or Apollo by February 28th. Buick's cash rebate program is just one of many reasons for buying a free-spirited 1975 Skyhawk, Skylark, or Apollo. So see your Buick dealer.
Many families would like to visit their relatives in the upstate prisons, but they cannot afford it. So a few churches and other organizations got together to provide the buses and lodging so they may visit their relatives upstate.
The God we worship expects us to remember our neighbors and to help them. Join with others at your local church or synagogue and start treating your brothers and sisters like brothers and sisters. A public service of Religion in American Life, the Advertising Council, and this station.
A way of life. Each one of us must find a way of life. A way of life that you can share. A way that shows you really care. For little babes, so soon to be born the same as you.
Was hardly a vintage year for the American Revolution. We were losing. The British appeared to be so strong, so well organized, so wealthy, while we seemed so weak, so disrupted, so poverty stricken. What we needed so desperately was a victory. Of course, in October, that victory would be ours. In a backwoods settlement in New York called Saratoga, British General John Burgoyne would lose not only a battle, but an empire. He would lose it because, well, historians have advanced all sorts of strategic reasons, but nowhere among them will you find mention of an Indian demon called Windandingo. And no one speaks of an obscure American, Jabez Follinsbee. Jabez Follinsbee? Who could ever believe he would become a hero?
You're mad at me, John.
No, James, no, I ain't mad.
No, I can tell.
I can always tell. I said I ain't mad, and now let's be done with it.
John, take me back with you.
Nope.
Why no? Because you're mad?
Because you just ain't cut out for soldiering.
But I just ain't cut out for farming either.
Yeah, I know.
I was practicing with your old musket, and I hit the tree every time at 50 yards. And that's a smoothbore. Why, you just give me a Kentucky rifle or a, well, even a Pennsylvania, and I could hit I could be a sharpshooter.
Well, how come then you hit Enoch for Fraser's prize bull?
There was an accident, I swear. I thought he was locked up in the barn, and so I wasn't watching.
Now, you promised me something, Jay.
Yes, John, I will.
I'm taking you to Uncle Dick's Tavern up near Saratoga.
John, that's way north. It's like a foreign country.
Yeah, but there'll be someone to take care of you, so you've got to promise that you'll behave.
But I can take care of myself, John.
Jabe, do you want to win the war? Answer yes or no.
I guess so.
Well, you have to help out on the home front. And you can't have me coming back from General Gates' army to get you out of scrapes. You've got to do your part. You've got to. Now, what do you say?
Whoa, there. They're coming after us, boy. We may as well face it.
Who?
Look behind you.
It's Enoch Fraser.
And the sheriff.
Hold in the name of the law. Caught you dead rights. Caught you in the act. Sheriff, place these felons under arrest.
Sheriff, you know we weren't running away.
Well, I know, John, I know.
I've got to get Jabe to his uncle's tavern up past Albany, and I only have a week's leave from the army.
I demand my rights, Sheriff. Jabez Follins be here, shot my pa's bull. I demand compensation.
I'm willing to make good for him, Enoch. It's just that the army ain't been paid.
Am I supposed to wait, Sheriff? Throw him in jail.
Well, I was only practicing so I could join the army and fight for freedom.
What army would take a half-wit like you? I demand you arrest these two desperate brigands and throw them behind bars.
Now, everybody just shut up. Tomorrow morning, Judge McKenzie's going to be in town.
Yeah, but Judge McKenzie's Enoch Fraser's cousin.
It can't be helped. He's the only judge we got.
You throw them two desperados in jail, Sheriff.
We're all going back. I will spend the night at Frankenthal's Tavern.
But they'll escape.
John, will you give me your word of honor? Oh, I don't want to put you and your brother in jail.
All right.
John, let's head back.
Well, Sheriff, I hold you responsible.
Oh, shut up, Enoch.
Well, can I ask you something, Enoch? Why don't you like me? What do I do to us, John?
I don't know.
But you're a captain in General Gates' army. That should mean something.
Yeah, I guess it would mean a lot more if we were winning.
John, you mean we ain't gonna win? Well, we gotta win. We just gotta. We're fighting for freedom. Tell me we're gonna win.
Well, yeah, we're gonna win, I guess, but it's gonna take a whole lot longer than most folks think. You know how some folks are. They want everything yesterday.
Well, here are two really fine-looking boys. An asset to the town and a credit to the country. Mind if I join you, lads?
What's all this, Enoch?
And I'll tell you what. I'll treat you to supper.
You will? Why?
Why? Because you're fighting for our country, John, and nothing's too good for you. And Mr. Frankenthal, beef and bread and beer for my two good friends.
What's on your mind, Enoch?
Well, now, boys, I got Jabe here for a good 16 pounds worth of damages. Agree?
Yeah, but I said I was sorry.
I know, son, I know. That's why I'm willing to offer John a proposition, a confidential proposition.
Yeah.
John, you and me, we're men of the world. Is that a fact?
You're talking.
Well, now, it ain't our fight, John. Them Southerners want the land in the Ohio Territory. The merchants are looking to get more for their goods. The rabble-rousers are out to have a good time. What's all this to do with law-abiding New York farmers like us?
Enoch, I don't want to hear any more.
Now, sit her down, Mr. Frankenthal, and make sure them plates are kept full.
Well, no, as I was saying...
I said I don't want to hear no more.
Well, that ain't like you, John. You was always a prudent man. Prudent, that is, till you get swept up in this rebellion hip-hip hooray. Well, it gave a bunch of high-spirited boys a chance to play soldier.
Dave, don't you eat another bite.
Well, is something wrong
it's
with the...
It's the bread of treason.
Maybe you did win a couple of skirts against some poor, scared, imported German farm boys in red coats. But...
Oh, that evil spirit has caught hold of Enoch.
But now the British are sending in trained and seasoned regulars. General Burgoyne is marching down from Canada. General Howe's marching up from New York City. You'll be cut in half, caught in a trap.
That's how you see it.
A prudent man thinks of the future. Therefore, he chooses the winning side.
And you think you have?
Oh, I know I have. And here's my proposal. As a captain in Gates' army, you'd have certain information.
You want me to become a traitor?
Oh, no. A lover of your fellow man. The war's lost. Why not end it sooner? End the waste of lives.
I ought to report this to the sheriff.
John, you just see the light. I'll forget about the damages to my prize bull. And he's worth £16.
I'll pay it.
Sure. But meanwhile, Jabe will have to sit in jail.
What? You wouldn't put poor Jabe
in jail. I'm entitled to justice. I'm entitled to my damages.
Jabez, you won't go to jail. I'll think of something.
What? There ain't a soul that can help you.
There is, too. I know who can help us. I know.
Do you now?
He's always helped me when I called on him before. He'll help me again.
Jabe.
John, I'm going to call on my oldest friend.
You better call on your richest friend.
I'm going to call on him for justice. He'll help us. Jabe, you'll see.
Jabe, look, everybody's looking at you.
It don't matter. He's my friend. He'll help. You remember Walking Beaver, the old Indian we gave food to?
Yeah, now you just come along with me, Jabe.
Before Walking Beaver died, he told me all about the secret Ojibway spirit, a spirit that fights evil. He taught me how to call him. His name is Windandingo.
You hear that, everybody? Windandingo.
What's that again? Windandingo.
Windandingo. Now, if that ain't the funniest day ever.
Don't laugh at Windandingo.
Why not?
Because he don't like it.
Well, if he don't like it,
I'm warning you. I'm warning all of you. Windandingo don't like it.
All right. The joke's over.
Any man here who laughs at my brother has to settle with me.
Hold on, everybody. We don't want no fight. Now, John, you just take Jabe upstairs and put him to bed.
But, Chuck, I don't want anything to happen to Enoch.
Nothing's going to happen to nobody.
But Enoch Fraser has got to say he's sorry to Windandingo. He's got to say it.
Hey, John, you better get him upstairs.
By Jiminy, hey, by Jingo, I know your name, it's Windandingo, fang of a wolf and an eagle's wing. I say your name is Windandingo.
Hey, who are you talking to, Jabe?
Yeah, nobody, John, nobody at all.
Yes, you were. That's why I woke up. I heard you say something. Oh, yes, it's that crazy thing. That Windandingo.
No, it ain't crazy. I've seen him.
You have?
100 times. Most folks are scared of him, but not me. All you have to do is ask for justice, and that's all I've done.
That's all you've done?
Windandingo's a good spirit, and I'm asking him to fight against the evil spirit that's taken hold of poor Enoch Fraser. Because... Well, it takes a spirit to fight a spirit, don't it?
Jabe, go back to sleep.
Yes, John. Tongue of a copperhead, horns of a moose, claws of a bear, feathers of a goose.
Jabe.
Hey, by Jiminy.
Jabe, shut up. I'm really sleepy.
But, John, this is the only time we can call Windandingo at midnight. It's the only time he's able to hear the voice of mortal man. And the clock just struck. Listen, he's here. That's his voice.
Jabe, that's just an eagle way off.
Listen.
Will you go back to sleep?
Who's that? It sounds like Enoch Fraser.
Get him out of here. He's come to kill me.
Enoch must be having a nightmare.
Don't
took us drinking an awful lot.
No, it's Win Dandingo, all right.
Oh, don't.
And justice is being done.
What? I don't think Enoch's crimes were that serious.
Well, he's quiet now. I guess he woke himself up from that nightmare.
No, he didn't wake up. He's dead.
That's enough, Jabe. I need my sleep.
And he brung it on himself. He got no one to blame but himself.
Jabe, will you shut up and get to sleep?
Boys, get up. Wake up.
Come up, Sheriff.
John. John.
What is it?
Boys, you got to leave.
What's wrong?
Shh. Don't let no one hear. Get out of here as fast as your legs will take you and as far as your horse can go.
Why?
Enoch Fraser is dead.
He's dead?
Dead. Murdered.
But who killed him?
Who? Why, Jabez. Who else?
Who else? Well, we know who else. Or perhaps we think we know. It was Windandingo, the ancient Indian spirit. Or was it? The fact is, we know Jabez wasn't there while the deed was being done. But our knowing cannot help Jabez. After all, none of us will be able to appear as a witness. However, I shall appear again in just a few moments with Act Two.
I want that sinus medicine.
Headache tablets?
No, sinus medicine. Sinus tablets. Helps the headache and the pressure.
Oh, you mean sign-off.
Exactly.
Headache pain is one thing. A sinus headache is something else. Sometimes your whole face can seem to throb with pain. You want relief. Take sign-off tablets. S-I-N-E-O-F-F. The sinus medicine that gives you a full dose of pure aspirin plus a sinus drainer. Sign-off. The sinus medicine that helps relieve sinus pain while you drain. And sign-off doesn't stop there. Have you tried sign-off sinus spray, the fastest known form of sinus congestion relief? It works in seconds. That's sign-off sinus spray. When sinus flares up, use sign-off tablets and spray only as directed.
S-I-N-E-O-F-F.
Sign-off.
Exactly.
Sign-off. The sinus medicine's in the bright red box.
Hello, I'm Helen Hayes. There's something very important happening in this country. High school students from 60 nations are living here for a year in the United States. They're learning about us, about our families, our schools, our communities.
And we're learning from them. It happens through American Field Service, AFS, and the thousands of people who give their time to help others. Volunteers help find families to host students. They arrange activities in the community and help raise scholarship funds.
AFS is an exciting and rewarding activity that deserves a place in your town or your city.
To find out how you can help bring an international experience to your school and community, write AFS 313 East 43rd Street, New York, New York. That's AFS 313 East 43rd Street, New York, New York.
It is the fall of the year 1777. We're about a month away from the great victory at Saratoga that will turn the tide. And one of the principal characters who will decide the fate of the Revolution is now deep in trouble in a little Hudson River town. His name is Jabez Follansbee, the same Jabez we met earlier. Impossible. How could Jabez be the principal character in anything? Well, don't sell our Jabez short. He has a great many hidden facets.
Nah, Sheriff, you know Jabe couldn't kill anybody.
I know, but it don't look good.
Jabe, did you kill Enoch?
No, John, I never killed anybody.
And he don't lie, Sheriff.
Except maybe that prize ball of Enoch's.
Look, boys,
Everybody heard Jabez threaten Enoch with this Wendandingo.
Wendandingo.
Whatever. And that was the name Enoch was screaming. You know how some folks are. They'll claim Jabe was guilty of witchcraft.
It's no witchcraft, just Wendandingo bringing justice.
Sheriff, Enoch ate and drank like a pig. He had a nightmare and he died of indigestion.
Well, now, I'm sure a point of view will be considered at such time as cooler heads will prevail. But that time sure ain't gonna be tomorrow morning. Now, you two better be on your way faster than lightning.
John, you don't believe I killed Enoch.
But how could you? You were with me all the time.
Well, you could believe I had Wendandingo do it.
I don't believe anything of the kind.
I didn't ask Wendandingo to kill Enoch. All I asked for was justice.
Sure.
And it was justice Wendandingo gave me.
Now.
Hmm?
Before we go inside. Now, you promise me that you will do as Uncle Dick and Aunt Martha say. You'll keep out of scrapes. You won't fire guns.
John, can't you take me with you?
If you come with me, you'll have to kill people. Now, could you do that, Jabe? Could you shoot a man?
No. I still have bad dreams about that wolf. Aunt Martha!
Why, it's John and Jabe.
Hello, Aunt Martha.
Boys, meet my nephews. The taller one's a captain with Gates' army. And the other one, he's come to help me. Both of you, come right over here. Well, look at the two of you, how you've grown. Oh, Jay.
How's Uncle Dick, Aunt Martha?
Well, boys, your uncle's a prisoner.
A prisoner?
Captured at Ticonderoga. The Redcoats took it back from us. I don't know, it don't look good. The way General Burgoyne's headed here from Canada with 8,000, 10,000 men.
I'd better be getting back to my regiment.
Oh, you ain't going nowhere till you had your dinner first. Now, you both sit down. I'll be right back.
You going back, John?
I have to.
You have to go and I have to stay. You'll be fighting for freedom and I'll be doing nothing.
You'll be doing your part, helping out here.
John, this war, it's the biggest thing that'll ever happen while I'm alive, and I'll have done nothing.
Don't say that. Who knows? You could wind up being a hero.
Oh, yeah.
I mean it.
Yeah, by sweeping out of town?
By being ready.
Being ready for what?
For whatever fate has in store.
Well, I look at myself, and you know what I say? I say, Jabez Follinsby, fate has got absolutely nothing in store for you. Yankee Doodle, keep it up. Yankee Doodle, dandy. Mind the music and the step. And with the
girl... You there.
Yes, sir. Oh, you're a captain, aren't you?
Yes, I'm a captain.
I can tell from the uniform. My brother's a captain. He's with General Gates.
Yeah, where are the nearest American troops?
Well, I guess they're in Albany, Captain.
How far is that?
Oh, maybe 30 miles.
Did I get a fresh horse?
Yes, sir.
Son, listen. The British have broken through. General Burgoyne's headed this way.
Aunt Martha, Burgoyne's army, they're coming.
I see him. I hear him.
Aunt Martha, I found a rifle in the hayloft.
You just leave it there. Leave it.
Yeah, but we just can't let Burgoyne's army go to Albany.
Yes, we can. Dave, the British are people, just like we are.
Yes, ma'am.
And they go to church.
Yes, ma'am.
And we're tavern keepers. It's an old and honored profession, and our duty is to dispense hospitality to all that cross our threshold.
Look at the mad Martha.
Look how big they are. How they march. And all the guns and cannon and wagons and everything. I guess you could really call them an army. Not like
what, Aunt Martha?
Nothing.
I don't care. I just thought our boys could fight better. Hey, look, that man with all the gold and the lace. Oh, ain't that some horse he's riding?
It must be General Burgoyne himself.
He's riding toward us.
Oh. You better get on your feet, Dave. Right.
Over. I beg you, madam. This, I presume, is Follinsby's tavern.
Yes, sir.
And you would be Mrs. Martha Follinsby? And he would be your nephew, Jabez.
How did you know?
Ah, we have our information, madam.
You mean you're spies?
Well now, Jabez, don't look down your nose at spying. You may decide to try it yourself one day. Mrs. Follinsby, I am told you prepare the best table in the province.
Oh, well,
I understand. You just as soon not feed a morsel nor bestow a drop upon the red-coated tyrant.
Oh, no, I never said it. Why, I was telling Jabe here just before that...
Yes, well, we shall pay. I might add at your usual pre-rebellion rates. None of your Yankee hanky-panky. Captain Sterling, the army will halt here. Parkhurst, have our baggage brought in. Well, Jabez, no need to look frightened.
But I'm not frightened.
I haven't come here to hang you from that sycamore tree. Although if I did, would it be such a significant loss to anyone? Would it?
Well, sir, it would be a significant loss to me.
Come in.
You told Aunt Martha you wanted this wine, General, and here it is.
I see.
Aunt Martha wants me to clean up the room, too.
Yes. May I inquire, Jabez, that's a rather large knife you carry in your belt.
Yes, sir.
You look like a peaceable enough fellow. Why are you so well armed?
Well, I'm in the woods a lot, and you need a knife.
I must say, Jabez, I'm considerably relieved. I'd overheard you and your aunt talking in the kitchen.
Oh, General.
No, I wasn't eavesdropping. Well, the truth is, I was. Who can resist the temptation? And I heard you talking about fighting for freedom. I had assumed, perhaps, that you might strike a blow for freedom with that knife.
With the knife? Well, how?
How? By letting out the heart's blood of Sir John Burgoyne.
Please, don't say that. The idea of stabbing somebody, it makes me sick.
Well, what's this? You're actually trembling. Now, have some wine.
No, sir. That'll make me sicker.
Oh, I'm truly sorry. I didn't mean to upset you. But you must admit that the assassination of the tyrant commander, as I believe I'm called, would be a mighty blow for freedom.
No, sir. I ain't gonna admit that.
Why not?
Well, I've been thinking and... Well, I think I'm willing to die for freedom. I'm just not willing to kill for it.
Sir, the dispatches have arrived. You have a communication from General Howe.
Do I have a letter from Mr. David Garrick in London?
No, sir.
Well, are you sure, Parkhurst?
Yes, sir. But this letter from General Howe...
But Garrick as good as promised he would produce my play this season.
Sir, this letter from General Howe...
Oh, the devil take General Howe. Damn it, Parkhurst. My Maid of the Oaks is as good a work as anything Garrick could put on the boards.
Better. This letter from General Howe in New York City is most urgent.
The devil take William Howe. Fanny Kemble herself wants to play the part and... Did you say a letter from General Howe in New York City?
Yes, sir.
Just what in the seven unholy names of Satan is Wee Willie Howe still doing in the city of New York? He should be halfway to Albany by now.
Well, sir, the letter was sent from New York. But General Howe is marching on Philadelphia.
Philadelphia? May I have that letter? Soldier Burgoyne, the greatest assistance I can give you is to capture Philadelphia and thus prevent Washington from moving northward. Your obedient servant. Washington! He wants to save me from General Washington? That threadbare Virginia aristocrat
and his pathetic rabble that masquerades as an army. Well, it's Gates and Morgan who threaten me here.
But, sir, what's to be done?
Well, we'll move back very quickly toward Fort Ticonderoga before the rebels can close in and cut us off. Jabez, bring me more wine. Quickly.
Yes, sir, General.
I want the army ready to march in 2 hours.
Jabe, I was listening at the door to every word. General Howe ain't coming. Burgoyne has to skedaddle back to Canada.
Well, that's a blow for freedom, isn't it?
It'll be a bigger blow if Burgoyne was captured, taken with his whole army, the entire kit and caboodle, all them guns and horses and ammunition and supplies.
But how, Aunt Martha, how?
You're gonna do it, Jabe.
Me?
Yes, sir, you. You're gonna be responsible for the capture of Gentleman Johnny Burgoyne and 8,000 of the best troops in the whole British Army. You, Jabez Follansbee.
Well, the only thing that can be said at this point in time is that she knows something we don't know. And she's right. Because as students of history, we know the end of the story. We know that Burgoyne and his army were captured. Now, we shall expand that knowledge and discover how, when I return shortly with Act 3.
Vigna rosé wine.
Say this vigna rosé is delicious.
It goes with so many dishes.
Or all alone by the radio. Vigna rosé wine. Vigna rosé wine. Come let me pour you some more vigna.
At the prices of value. If you know what I mean. Now let's go back to our mystery show.
But I have one question before I go. What's light and refreshing imported to?
Vigna rosé wine.
That's the answer. Vigna rosé wine.
What a wine.
Imported by Dublin, Hartford, Connecticut.
Lots of people are coming in, playing it smart to get a head start, investing time to build a future. It's such a good place to begin, a room to grow, a getting to know just where you want to be. Join the people who join the army. You could start building your tomorrows today. Join the people who join the army. You could go a long, long way, long, long way.
If you want to do something positive for yourself and your country, take your place with us. Join the people who've joined the army.
Join the people who've joined.
For more information, call 800-523-5000, toll free. Each must answer the call of fate. For some, it comes early, for others, late. And fate is now calling to Jabez Follansbee, a young man of New York State in the year of 1777. Proof again, if proof were ever needed, that some of the most remarkable and earth-shaking events occur not simply because of the actions of the rich and the powerful, but also through the unconscious intervention of the powerless and the lowly.
General Burgoyne can be captured by our General Gates. If
what, Aunt Martha?
If they can get here quick enough, Jabez. If Gates can only send some cavalry real fast, they could delay Burgoyne long enough for the rest of the army to come up and capture him.
Well, what can I do?
Oh, you can mount Mayflower. She's the fastest horse we got in the stable. And ride like the wind to where General Gates is camped. And tell him. Jabe, are you listening to me?
Yeah, Aunt Martha, I'm listening.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, but I can hardly believe it.
Believe what?
Well, what John said, and
And yet it's come true. John said, he said if I was ready, fate would make me a hero.
Well, it has come true.
And I can fight for freedom without shedding blood.
You ain't got a minute to lose. Saddle up Mayflower.
I have to bring General Burgoyne a bottle of wine.
No, I'll do it.
Yeah, but he asked me.
Be on your way, Jabe. Every minute's as precious as gold. Hey,
goodbye, Aunt Martha.
Goodbye, Jabe. And the good Lord bless you.
Captain Sterling has ordered all unit commanders to be ready to move in 2 hours.
But I want a screen of light cavalry on both flanks.
May I say, sir, that it's a brilliant maneuver?
No doubt. But back in London, it will be construed as an inglorious retreat.
But a most necessary one.
You know, to my political enemies, and I have a vintage crop this year, a retreat is always a disgrace.
But, General, to move an army so many miles through hostile territory is surely a feat worthy.
No, I shall be Burgoyne the bungler, while Howe will be the hero. Howe with his cheap victory at Philadelphia. Did I say cheap? It will cost us these 13 colonies. Where's my wine? Jabez!
Oh, General, you ordered this bottle.
Yes, and about time, too.
Oh, I'm sorry, sir.
I tell you, Parkhurst, this William Howe, he hasn't the sense, the brains, the intellect of this young servant, this Jabez Follansbee. Where is Jabez, Mrs. Follansbee?
Where's Jabez, sir?
Yes, madam.
Yes? Well, I sent him to the barn
Yes, well, I wish to see him.
Oh, but he's got to chop some wood.
I wish to talk to him.
Oh, but begging your pardon, sir, unless he does his chores, you aren't going to have wood for your fire tonight or for me to cook your supper.
May I suggest a solution to the problem? I shall assign an orderly to the wood chopping, thus freeing Jabez for his more important duty, which is to speak with me. Fetch him, if you please. Madam, is there a difficulty I am unaware of? Why are you so nervous?
Me?
So frightened. And where is Jabez?
By the barn, chopping wood, sir.
I can see the barn very clearly from this window, but I neither see nor hear Jabez.
General, the boy was in here when I handed you the dispatch from New York City. Could he be off for General Gates's encampment?
Well, Mrs. Follansbee? Could he?
No.
Parkhurst, have a party of scouts go after him. Well, Jabez?
General, I guess you were wrong.
Wrong?
Well, you said you didn't come here to hang me to the sycamore tree outside, but those men who captured me said that's what you're
going to... I'm sorry, Jabez, but we have rules.
Oh, don't hang him. Why should you hang him?
Because he was conveying information to the enemy.
Who says so?
Now, madam.
Who says so? But maybe he just felt like taking a little ride on horseback. I mean, is that something to hang a man for?
I see. Well, that would, of course, place the case in an entirely new perspective. Is that what Jabez was doing?
Yes, sir.
Is it, Jabez? Were you merely out for a little ride? Or were you conveying information to General Gates?
Tell him you were just out for a little ride, Jabez.
I was bringing information to General Gates.
Shall I ask that question again, Jabez?
No, sir. I heard it the first time.
Damn it, Jabez, do you want me to hang you?
No, sir, but I don't want to lie, neither.
General, the army is ready to march.
I know that, Parkhurst.
May I suggest we hang the prisoner and be on our way?
Jabez, I don't want to hang you.
I know that, sir. I appreciate that, but I can't lie.
Even if you have to die?
I won't die.
Oh, indeed. Why not?
Well, because that wouldn't be justice. And that's why Windandingo wouldn't let it happen.
I don't believe I caught that name.
Windandingo.
Yes?
Windandingo. He's the old Ojibwe Indian spirit of justice. And all through here, all through this country, it's his holy ground. And if you ask him for justice in the right way, he'll see you get it.
Yes. Well, my boy, I suggest you ask him.
I will.
Well, what are you waiting for?
Midnight.
Midnight?
Oh, yes, sir. You can't raise them till midnight.
But I intend to hang you now.
Well, you wouldn't do that, General. You're a fair man. You'd give a man a chance.
I am giving you a chance. Just tell me you were out riding for pleasure or to visit your girl, and we're quits.
I don't get any pleasure riding a horse, and I don't have a girl here.
General, every minute we delay...
Jabez,
do you expect me to wait till midnight?
I expect you to do the right thing.
Well, what is supposed to happen at midnight?
I'll call on Windandingo.
Yes?
And he'll appear.
Where?
Right here. And only here.
Why?
Because this is where the injustice was first made.
And then?
And then? He'll see that you give me justice.
How?
I don't know, General. That'll have to be between you and Windandingo. He'll convince you somehow.
You mean a spirit will materialize and convince me that it would be unjust to hang you?
Yes, sir.
Sir. Shall the light cavalry be posted on the flanks now?
He will actually appear.
Yes, sir.
General, we need every minute.
Parkhurst.
Yes, sir. Do you know what this lad is saying?
Yes, sir. No, sir.
A spirit, an Indian spirit, will appear here at midnight to plead for his life.
Sir, any hour now, the rebels will know about General Howe. We have just about run out of time.
No, Parkhurst, we run out of life. But time, there's enough and to spare. Look at that boy's face, Parkhurst.
I must remind the General.
He is the only completely honest human being you and I have ever met. Let us salute him.
Sir.
Now, Jabez, this Windandingo of yours, he will appear promptly at midnight.
General, is it possible you don't realize...
Parkhurst! I would deserve disgrace if I run from this continental rabble. I've decided to stay, to fight, and to break the back of this impertinent rebellion. Is that clear?
Yes, sir.
Jabez, will your Windandingo appear promptly at midnight?
Yes, sir, he will. You'll see him.
I had better, because if I do not, if you are playing me false, then I shall hang you. Hang you from the bough of that sycamore tree. I shall hang you by the neck until you are dead. And leave you dangling for the kites and crows to feast on your carcass. Do you understand?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Sir, I wish to report that it's midnight.
I'm aware of that, Parkhurst.
Also, word from the outpost. Enemy signs on the left flank.
Thank you, Parkhurst.
There may still be time to break out, sir.
That will be all.
Yes, sir.
Well, it's midnight, Jabez. Jabez?
Hey, by Jiminy. Hey, by Jingo. I know your name. It's Windandingo. Fang of a wolf and an eagle's wing. I know your name is Windandingo.
Is he a wolf? An eagle? What, Jabez?
Tongue of a copperhead, horns of a moose, claws of a bear, feathers of a goose.
Where is he, Jabez? Where?
I know your name. It's Windandingo.
Well?
Windandingo. I don't know, General. I don't know. He's always showed up before.
Were you lying to me?
No, sir. Those words always fetched him.
Admit you were lying.
But I was telling the truth.
Say you were frightened.
No, it's the truth.
You made it up to save your life.
I tell you it's true.
Admit it's a lie, and I'll spare your life.
But I've seen him. I know him.
For that, Jabez, I shall hang you.
Windandingo! Windandingo!
There is no Windandingo. But there is a Major Parkhurst, and I shall order him to assemble an execution.
Windandingo! Windandingo! I know your name! It's Windandingo!
There is no Windandingo!
Listen.
Well, it's a quiet night. I can hear an eagle screaming in the distance.
Listen!
Can that be a bear prowling about?
The hiss of a snake, the call of a moose, the growl of a bear, the cackle of a goose. It's Wendandingo.
There is no...
You hear him.
I...
And you see him.
Well, I think I see something. A shape of a man. Two. A snake. A bird. It has feathers. The hair. Claws, fangs.
You see him. You see him.
What is it?
It's Wendandingo.
No. It isn't possible. It doesn't exist. These things don't exist.
It's Wendandingo.
You are dreaming.
You're awake.
I had too much to drink.
It's Wendandingo.
What does he want with me?
Listen to him.
I'm listening. I can't hear a word.
He talks without words. He's in your mind. Listen to what he's saying. He gets angry if you don't listen. What is Wendandingo saying?
Spare his life. Give him justice. Give all people justice. Without justice, there is only death. 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 Jabez, I don't know what to do.
General! General Burgoyne! Help! Help!
What have you done to the general?
Well, I didn't do nothing.
General, are you all right, sir?
Yes, Where did it go?
Where did what go?
It was just standing there.
What was just standing here?
Oh, Jabez.
Yes, General.
You're a young scoundrel.
But sir...
I really should hang you.
Wendandingo was here.
But I won't. On one condition. Give me your solemn oath. Go join Gates's army.
Sir, I really am not much for fighting.
Jabez, there is nothing so destructive to the smooth operation of an army, indeed a government, as a completely honest man. You've done enough damage here. Now take your talent for disruption over to your own people. It's perhaps the best chance we British have to win this war.
Jabez did manage somehow to join General Gates' army, and he fought side by side with his brother John. However, Burgoyne's cynical hope was not to come true. After all, we did win the war. So you see, Jabez's honesty, sincerity, and idealism didn't do us too much damage at that time. I'll be back shortly.
Here is an important message from Buick. Buick wants you to know that a cash rebate of $500 will be given to everyone who takes delivery of a new Buick Skyhawk by Friday, February 28, 1975. And a rebate of $200 will be given to those of you who take delivery of a Buick Skylark or Apollo by February 28th. Buick's cash rebate program is just one of many reasons for buying a free-spirited 1975 Skyhawk, Skylark, or Apollo. So see your Buick dealer.
There's a kind of chemical warfare going on. In this war, cancer is the enemy. Our weapon is chemotherapy. Today, the anti-cancer drugs of chemotherapy enable thousands of patients to lead active lives despite cancer. More people can be helped. To keep the research going, send a check today to the Chemo, that's Chemo, C-H-E-M-O, Therapy Foundation, Box 8, New York, New York, 128. This is a public service message from the Chemotherapy Foundation.
In case you're wondering what happened to Gentleman Johnny Burgoyne, he went home to become richer and more powerful than ever. He spent the rest of his life writing plays. And they say one of them was about a powerful Indian spirit. Unfortunately, many of his papers have been lost. A pity. However, if they ever find that play, we'll present it here for you on Mystery Theater. Our cast included Jack Grimes, Court Benson, Mason Adams, Earl Hammond, and Bryna Rayburn. The entire production was under the direction of Hyman Brown.
This is KOIN in Portland, where it's 12 midnight.
CBS News. A bomb has gone off in a men's room in the State Department in Washington. But District of Columbia police say that no one was hurt and that damage was minor. I'm Ann Crosman reporting on the CBS Radio Network. The explosion occurred about 2 hours ago after news media received telephone calls from people claiming to be part of the Weather Underground organization. Washington, D.C. Police Sergeant Michael Canfield tells what happened.
This office received a call from the night editor of the Washington Post. He had received a call from a female, unidentified female, who stated she was affiliated with the weathermen, and that in 20 minutes a bomb would ignite at the west side of the State Department. The bomb did ignite on the third floor of the State Department in the bathroom. There was minor damage. It was confined to the bathroom on the third floor. There were no injuries.
Telephone caller said a bomb would also go off in a Defense Department building in Oakland, California. A box has been found at the Oakland Induction Center, and local bomb squad is on its way to check the package. One caller indicated that the bombs were intended to protest American involvement in Indochina. More news in a minute.
Give your hand to a friend. Give your heart to your love. But give your cards to contact. The sooner the better.
6 of 3 or 1. That's the question. When you catch the common cold, sneezing, drips, congestion. Then take 12-hour contact. You'd need 6 cold tablets, 2 every 4 hours, or 3 ounces of cold liquid, 1 every 4 hours, or just 1 contact for up to 12 hours continuous relief of those symptoms. The Tiny Time pills do it. Both the others contain things for aches and fever. The liquid, something for coughs, not found in contact. Your cold, your choice.
Democratic leaders and President Ford both say that they hope to avoid a confrontation over Mr. Ford's imposing a tax on oil imports. And George Herman reports that such a confrontation may be on its way to solution.
The Congress had asked the president to delay his 3-step plan of oil import taxes for 90 days so they could study it and alternative plans. The president refused and set it in motion by proclamation, and it is scheduled to start next week. Congress began quick work on a bill prohibiting that import tax, attaching the prohibition to the president's bill requesting a new higher debt limit. They figured that since the government was going to run out of money by February 18th without that bill, the president couldn't possibly veto it. But the president said he would, and Chairman Al Ullman told CBS News the veto would probably stick.
I think we have to be very frank about it, we don't have the votes to override a veto. The president can count just as well as we can. I doubt very much whether we do.
Now, Ullman and the president will hold a series of meetings to seek some compromise way out of the impasse. George Herman, CBS News, Washington.
According to the New York Times this morning, Ullman says that a special committee made up of top-ranking members of Congress is being set up to try to reach a solution to the problem. Now this message.
I'm Win Elliott of Sports Central USA, heard 10 times every weekend over the CBS radio network, but here today with an important reminder. Every January, under the Immigration and Nationality Act, each alien in the United States must report his address to the Attorney General. There are some exceptions, of course, like diplomats and persons accredited to certain international organizations, such as the United Nations, but all other aliens must report. It's not difficult. You get a card with which to report from any post office or any office of the Immigration and Naturalization Service. After you fill out the card, put a stamp on the reverse side and drop it in any mailbox. Parents or guardians of alien children under 14 must submit a card for each child. If you fail to report, it can result in serious penalties. So if you are an alien or a member of your family is an alien, be sure to report properly during the month of January. You can get any further information at the nearest post office or from any office of the Immigration and Naturalization Service.
Egypt's President Sadat winds up 3 days of talks today with French President Giscard d'Estaing in Paris. Sadat is expected to outline a new agreement in which Egypt will buy French planes and arms. In their talks, the two leaders have also discussed the situation in the Mideast. Israel's former foreign minister, Abba Eban, says he thinks it's possible for Israel to reach some kind of compromise with Sadat.
He has taken certain initiatives since the 1973 war, which are an innovation in respect of Egyptian policy. He accepted a peace conference with Israel. He signed a disengagement agreement. He has restored civil life along the canal zone. In other words, there is an element in his policy which is based on the possibility of peaceful coexistence.
Abba Eban in an interview with CBS News correspondent Peter Kalischer in Paris. The Justice Department has confirmed that a federal grand jury in New York is investigating alleged price fixing by major sugar refiners last year. During that time, the price of sugar went up 400%. I'm Ann Crosman, CBS News.
A young gunman robbed a Southeast Portland branch of the First National Bank of Oregon Tuesday afternoon and escaped with an undisclosed amount of cash. The FBI describes the robber as 30 years old, 6 feet tall, with mild light brown hair and a pockmarked face. The U.S. Forest Service has announced it will test a new pesticide for use against a recent outbreak of timber-eating western spruce budworms in Washington and Oregon. The test will be conducted with the pesticide phenethrothione. Regional forester Theodore Schlapper says the chemical is relatively short-lived compared to the banned pesticide DDT. The United States' biggest grain customer, the People's Republic of China, has canceled contracts for 601,000 tons of American wheat. The wheat had been scheduled for delivery starting next month. A Memphis-based commodity trading firm said the Chinese gave no reason for backing out of the contract, which amounted to about 20 million bushels. China brought 3 million tons of U.S. wheat, or bought 3 million tons of U.S. wheat in the 1973-74 marketing year, more than any other foreign nation. Idaho Senator Frank Church has been elected chairman of the Senate's new special committee to investigate the CIA, FBI, and other intelligence agencies. Church immediately pledged, to use his words, "We are going to look into all aspects of the alleged misdeeds of the CIA and FBI." The 11-member committee begins work sometime next week. To the Phoenix Suns of the National Basketball Association, the Portland Trail Blazers are sons of guns. The Blazers came out with their shooting shoes on last night at the MC to gun down the Suns and take sole possession of second place in the NBA's Pacific Division. More on that and the game now from KOIN's Bill Six Gun Shonley.
Last night at Portland's Memorial Coliseum, the Portland Trailblazers defeated the Phoenix Suns by a score of 115-107. They now have the second place spot locked to themselves with a record of 22-26. It may or may not stay that way. But led by the 36 points of Sidney Wicks, 24 of the 36 in the second half, 14 for 21 for the game, the 11 points, 5 steals, and 10 assists of Larry Steele, the 23 points of Jeff Petrie, the 12 big points, 13 rebounds, career-high 11 assists, and 7 block shots of Bill Walton. You throw in the rest of the Trailblazers, they win the game 115-107, and now await back-to-back confrontations with the Seattle Supersonics this weekend, Friday night in Seattle, and Saturday night at Portland's Memorial Coliseum. Portland 115, Phoenix 107. For KOIN Sports, this is Bill Shonley.
The weather forecast for the Portland metropolitan area, partly sunny today and Thursday, with increasing clouds Thursday. High temperatures both days in the low 40s, lows at night in the upper 20s. Winds northwesterly 5 to 15 miles per hour today, and the chance of measurable precipitation less than 10%, increasing to 40% Thursday. Currently in downtown Portland, it's 36 degrees, and that's KOIN News at 12:09. This is Alan Archer. Thank you.